This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman. Broward County school officials still don't know whether the confessed gunman in the Parkland shooting attended a controversial discipline program known as Promise. But state investigators say it doesn't matter. The answer wouldn't have had any bearing on the events of February 14th. Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri is leading a state investigation into the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. He says he's ready to conclude Broward's Promise program had nothing to do with it.
It's a rabbit hole, it's a red herring, it's immaterial.
Promise sends students who commit certain misdemeanors to an alternative school for counseling instead of into the juvenile justice system. WLRN reported in May that confessed shooter Nicholas Cruz had been referred to Promise after vandalizing a bathroom at Westglades Middle School in 2013. Investigators don't know if he actually went to Promise because school records are inconsistent and incomplete. Basically, the district lost track of Cruz for a few days.
If he came out of that bathroom and they put handcuffs on him, the state attorney prosecuted him to the fullest extent the state attorney could, and the court imposed the maximum sanctions that it could, it still never would have prohibited him from owning, possessing, buying a firearm.
But the commission is recommending to state lawmakers that students shouldn't get unlimited chances before they're finally arrested. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Sunrise.